Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. I'm hoping to get out of town before I get a parking ticket. I'm hoping that the traffic wardens are going to be nice this morning. But you never know. I'm certainly going to have to pay congestion charge, but I'm certainly... It's a bit of a rush to get through everything today. Because the first story is not a particularly good one. It's Robin Williams' widow, Susan, who is fighting his three children over personal property left in the late comedian's will. I mean, isn't it awful? Doesn't your heart bleed? But wherever things have come up, you know, people and there's money involved. This happened before. This is not the first time I've heard this in Hollywood. Michael Landon's children challenged his will, I seem to remember, over in America. He left them, I think, it might have been 10 million each. But as usual, greed took over. I cannot remember what the outcome was, but I remember thinking at the time, how sad. How sad. And now Robin Williams' widow has filed a lawsuit against his three children in a fight over property left in his will. They report that Susan has filed legal documents complaining that somebody entered the house she shared with him before his death, following his suicide, and removed belongings she felt entitled to. And so his three children tell a different story. They've accused her of money grabbing. I thought that she was his wife. Were they actually? I don't know if they were legally married or anything else like that. But, you know, they say that she's trying to redefine aspects of the will to suit her, despite him being clear that he left most of his property to his children. You see, it's awful, isn't it? It's awful when people start fighting over things like that, because you think it's just so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary, and it's just sad. I can think of no other word than sad. Kids are, one of them's a bit freaky. So after two failed marriages, he ensured that he and his third wife, Susan, signed a prenup agreement. So that's why he had a $7 million house. He had spent a lot of money, because these people do. I sometimes think it'd be cheaper just to sleep with somebody and pay them on a daily basis, because that way you don't have to pay them at the end. Susanna Reid, we talked about this morning, her 10-year battle with tinnitus. And I think it's National Tinnitus Week coming up. So I'm sure that they'll do very well. If ever you get sort of somebody who's got high profile, then it draws more attention to it, you know, and that's why. Although, as I say, we've talked about Crohn's before, and Sam Fahir is really not a good exponent of promoting it. She's done a couple of things, and then the rest of the time she gets drunk and smokes cigarettes. Not brilliant. Cammie Lee makes a violent outburst after getting the boot from Celebrity Big Brother. And she said it was so hard in the house. This is talking to Emma Willis. She said, I was like, should I slit this mother throat? And that's what she talks like. She's an ugly person. She was never attractive, you know, even with a bikini on. And then looking at the cheap clothes she was wearing, I mean, the language left the audience in shock. I can well imagine. She's cheap, low rent, talentless, not remotely interesting to anybody. Just go away, dear. Go back where you came from. We don't really care, but just stay there and don't ever darken our doors again. Una Foden has welcomed a baby boy called... Taj John. I think that's how you pronounce it. They always give them barking mad names, don't they? Una, I thought, sounded, you know, reasonably OK. Julianne Moore and Reese Witherspoon made a very stylish entrant at the daytime Oscar nominees events, and looking quite nice, actually. Made a bit of a change, you know, some decent clothes as opposed to the over-the-top stuff that people wear normally for the Oscars. White seems to have been the colour to be chosen. Rosamund Pike was at the Academy Awards event. She did look very good, actually. Look, very good. I'm sure there's a few people wearing the same events, but I think they all perfect their sort of stance, you know, the way that you look. Justin Bieber, he's got an ad campaign with Calvin Klein, and he was wandering about in their pants the other day. He's dyed his hair blonde. In fact, he looks like a different person if it wasn't for the tattoos. And so he's wandering about. He's been named the face of Calvin Klein. Because they obviously, you know, he sort of fits the profile. He thinks he's grown up. I'm not sure whether he's actually grown up yet. No doubt, as the weeks and the months go on, we shall find out. But bad news for those people who hated Let It Go, Let It Go. I'm at one with the wind. That one. The sequel to Frozen, On the Horizon, is there. And there's a new song catchier than Let It Go. You heard it here first on LBC. If history is any indicator, says Josh Gad, voice of Olaf the Snowman, there is a catchy new song and the kids are going to go mad for it. Oh dear, mums. Oh dear. Oh dear. But mind you, I don't mind. I don't mind. Frozen Fever is a 7-minute film which sort of reunites everybody again. Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley, I told you, are up for the great comic relief Bake Off, which is good. There's all sorts of people. Jamelia, Sarah Brown, we don't know who she is. We think she's Gordon Brown's wife, but we're not too sure. Michael Sheen, we know. Dame Edna, obviously brought out of retirement. But we've had to put up, I suppose, with sort of Mel Gidroich. We just want Sue Perkins, please. I'd rather have one because, you know, together they just don't have any chemistry at all. It's only got to be one of them. And if we're going to pick one, we'd rather have Sue Perkins, please. We don't want Mel Gidroich. Gok Wan's on there. Jonathan Ross, you know, usual sort of people who aren't working at the moment. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin going public at Harry Styles' birthday party. They've all said, oh, it costs £200,000. I still ask the question, in a cafe, how on earth, how in God's name do you spend £200,000? We don't know. We can't work it out. Ryan Gosling, still looking very handsome. You know, if you think that's the handsome look, then obviously facial hair is the way forward. Whitney Thor, who's the 27-stone star of the Fat Girl Dancing on YouTube, says she's happier than ever after being given her own show. It's only because she's a novelty value and people laugh. And so she was with Lorraine. She said, I hope I can be an inspiration. What, to be clinically obese? How's that an inspiration, love? I'm sorry, I don't think it's an inspiration at all. I mean, you kind of summed it up with Fat Girl Dancing. And she says, I want to prove that size doesn't have to be a barrier to happiness. What a stupid thing to say. I mean, who's remotely interested? Who ever said, you know, because we know that you go home and you cry. Of course you do, you'd have to. Nobody wants to be that fat. Because you're going to die young, you're going to cost the NHS a small fortune. Well, actually, the American way of doing it. Miranda Hart. I never got Miranda Hart, you know. Is that awful? I just never get it. I don't know why. I don't know why I shouldn't. But anyway, she was joined by a female companion, and she had a bottle of water. Everybody goes out with a bottle of water. I've got one, look. I've got a bottle of water as well. Holly Willoughby enjoying a rare night off from mummy duties, really, what the amount of programmes she's doing. She went to a Prince gig and she arrived at Catch. Very pretty, isn't she? I wish she wouldn't do that ghastly Celebrity Juice programme. It's dreadful. A couple more for you today. Gwyneth Paltrow going bathing on the beach and her ex, Chris Martin, is partying in Los Angeles. Luckily, they both had a photographer with them, so that was useful, wasn't it? Because in America, you can go bathing on the beach to skiing on the slopes. You can do it all. Jennifer Lopez has listed her 9-bedroom, £17 million mansion, which means that she's put it up for sale. Over there, see, £17 million is around about £9 million. Peanuts, ladies and gentlemen. But you get a lot for about £9 to £10 million over there. I mean, you really do get a lot. Over here in central London, you get practically nothing. Lady Gaga walking her pet pooch Asia in a festive sweater. I don't like people who dress dogs up. I'm ever so sorry. I get a bit funny about things like that. And Sarah Hyland sharing a kiss with a mystery man. Didn't take her long to recover, did it? After a traumatic split from her violent ex. As I don't know who she is, it doesn't really help matters, does it? Anyway, only a short one today. I'm having to run. You will excuse me, won't you? I'm sure you will, because I'm that kind of mood today. But I will be back with you tomorrow morning, and I will be here between 4 and 6.30. So I wish you a pleasant day. Wrap up warm. It's going to be chilly out there. And as I say, if we can make you keep a little bit warm. Soup is very good for you. Soup. And fish fingers and just about anything at all, I think. Fried bread with crispy bacon on's very nice. So you enjoy that. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Till then, au revoir.